Okay, lesson of the Gemara. Yesterday we learned the Mishnah, and we learned that if a guy was married to four different wives, and each wife collects according to the order whichever was written first, she has to swear to the next woman that she did not seize any of the properties, or she shouldn't take anything yet from the husband. And then we had an argument about the fourth woman. According to Tanakama, the fourth wife, everyone else collected already, she has nothing to swear. According to Banana, she still has to swear. Okay, bottom of the page. Hadgimel Bay is the last line. So you want to make a mifkui? What's the machleik? It's on mashmul. So shmul. What's machleik? Benaz rachamim. Going for example, shenimtzas achas mehen sodah she'ena shaloi. What happens? Let happen. We're scared that could be that one of the women, the earlier women who took a field, turned out to be that this field was a stolen field. So therefore, even though she collected, let's say, number two, turned out to be that number three, number four took her field, because the field that she collected turned out to be didn't belong to her husband. It was a stolen field. So the din would be, can she go to the third wife and say, even though you collected legitimately at the time, but now it turned out to be that what? That you have my field. Give it back to me. And the machlek is between Ben Az Rachamim and Baal Chayiv Meuchish Kodem Vegover. What happens if a later Baal Chayiv, who is not entitled to collect until later, ended up collecting earlier? Do we say, listen, since she is a rightful lender, she took it, she can keep it or not? That's the machlek is. Tane Kama Sovet Kama Hold Mashi Gover Loi Gover. The third wife, the fourth wife had no right to collect. And therefore, if the second wife loses the property, she'll go to the fourth wife and take the field. So there's no reason for the fourth wife ever to swear, because she can never hold on to anything who she has to swear to. So therefore, the Tanakhama holds she doesn't swear. Banana says if the fourth wife took it legitimately, or just took it, then she gets to keep it. So if the second wife might have to one day turn to the fourth wife and say, hey, you took my field, because the field that I took turned out to be a stolen one. So the fourth wife also has to swear just to make sure that everyone knows that she never got paid from the husband, and therefore she's entitled to this field. That's the machlekes. Rashi. The first three wives, found out it was stolen, and therefore the real owners will come out. Sounds like from Rashi's machlekes. Rashi, this is a long time. It sounds like Rashi that you already knew while they were dividing that it was a stolen field. So they already knew that one day it's going to be a din v'cheshbon. That's why you have to make your swear. Taste the holes, no, you didn't know. You didn't find out until much later. But because there's a possibility, therefore you make a swear. And the fourth woman comes in line and takes her fourth field. So this one comes along and says, she says to the last one, the real owner will one day come and collect this field. I'll come out with nothing. Karachas, I call a ball, nothing. Swear to me, he never collected ksuba. I mean, I don't understand exactly what happened there. So the Cheda, if number two is very worried, and we know already it was stolen, that she's going to lose it, just take field number four. Why is she taking field number two, knowing that it could very well be that she's going to lose it, and if number four is prepared to swear that she never got paid, number two will never get reimbursed? What's her thinking? So according to Taisa, they didn't know at the time is one thing. But according to Rashi, they knew already Bishaz's division, the subdivision, that there's a rumor.
It's a division of number four.
Yeah, number two. Number two is saying, I want number four to swear because I know already that my field that I'm taking may be.
But it could be that she didn't know that time she took.
But Rashi's saying that even during the subdivision,
so
they
the
knew already.
The first word, Noida.
Yeah, they knew already.
Noida after she took it. Maybe Noida after she took it that it was a stolen field. But then the Balabas is not around. So she's sitting on this.
So you want to say after this, she second took it before the fourth? It could be.
You're saying tomorrow this guy could turn up, and then you're gonna collect an arm left. So at least swear to me that he didn't give you it.
The Taisa definitely did not understand the way Peshat and Rashi. Taisa and Rashi that they did not know all the way through. That they knew from the beginning. Uh-huh. And Taisa asked Rashi, what I just told you. So what's going on here? Why did she take this field in the first place? Maybe for him, for Rashi, what you're just saying, maybe. Okay. Why should the fourth one swear? Yeah, Shenoida is past tense.
But
Tosis
quotes
Shenoida Kvar. Yeah, that's right. Kvar is before the fourth or before the second?
Kvar.
How far back?
Kvar was at the time that she took the field.
Okay, Rashi. Why should she swear? And if, let's say, the second woman ends up losing a field, she goes to the fourth woman. Just take it away. Because she's a lady Baal Chayv. So if you hold her Baal Chayv, if the second one can go, the Tanakam holds her, the second one can no longer go, therefore she has the fourth one swearing that she never got paid out. Bananas of Mashigaba Gaba, that the fourth one, whatever she collected, like in Ashlish is a Chazad, therefore you have to swear. Then the Chazad is a Levicha, you can always make her swear. So you want to write to know, no, I believe that everyone agrees, Mashigaba Loigaba. Whatever the fourth one took is not a good collection, and therefore the fourth one, and therefore the second one should the fourth one shouldn't have to swear, because what even if she ends up with a field, if the second one loses her field, she'll come to the fourth one, take it back. The hoch of here, you know what we're talking about. If she knows that she can always lose the field, will she bechal invest time and money in this field? She thinks, I'll put all those efforts into this field, and tomorrow one of the other wives will lose her field and come and take it away from me. Do we have such a chash? Will she run down the field? Tachsiv literally means to embarrass. Will she shame the field? Will she run down the field? Maybe run down the field. The banana says, therefore, let's make her swear. So therefore, she feels confident that she'll end up keeping it. I'm worried about it. Therefore, why make her swear? Rashi. The banana's time. She'll run it down. She gave her the field. She sees that you don't make her swear. What does she think? You know why they're making her swear? Because they know they'll take away from me soon. Any of the women lose their field, and there's a chance that it could be the will to come and seize the field from me. But like Chaisha Hachrevi is Lash Buchilada, so therefore she will not put any effort into this field. Elo Shamta, she will just take advantage and rape the field basically. But Tanakamal Chaisha Shamatach, not worried. You want to buy it? Abai Amal Abai says no. You know the Machleben and Chachamim, nothing to do with that. The argument we spoke about yesterday, the din is that Habol Lepora Menich. Abba Shol said we had a few days ago. Habol Lepora Menich says similarly Lepora El Beshua. If you ever want to collect from the Yisaimim, you always have to swear because they can't defend themselves. Is it only talking about minors or even adults? Our mission obviously is talking about adults, and the question is by adults also, do you have to swear? And that's what the Machleket Benanza Tanakam is, whether the fourth woman has to swear, not to the first three wives, to the children. Because whatever they take, the children have nothing left, or they have very little left, because everything is taken out of the Yerusha. And that's the Machleket. It's like the Gemara is Abayama da Bayek Shisha Ike Benayu. The machlekes is regarding what Abaya, different Abaya, Abaya Kshisha, the old Abaya said. The Tanya, we learned, Abaya Kshisha says, Yisaimim she'amru gedolim. Abaya Kshisha holds that even adults, if you want to collect from them their father's debts, you have to swear to them, you never get paid. The ain't tzarech leim k'tanim, and surely youngsters. Tanik kame lesle da bay, he holds only youngsters, not olds, and there, she doesn't have to swear to the Yisaimim. That's the machlekes. So Yisaimim are making the fourth wife swear. Not the amount of field that turned out to be was a stone. You have to swear. Interesting halacha. Omar Rav Huna said, "Hani treachi." There were two brothers, or today should fit two partners. The East Lahudinabadiha, these two partners had a big fight with somebody, a third party, and they had a Bajus and Taida, but only one of the partners ended up, or one of the brother, one of the partners ended up going to the Taida. One of the guys went to the Taida, let's say Reuven and Shimon were partners, and they had a big fight with Levi, and then Shimon ended up going to the Taida with Levi, and Shimon lost. Can Reuven say, hey, 1 second, what was I doing? I'm not bound by this dictator. I wasn't there. Even though I'm a partner, I want to have my own dictator because I believe that I can fight the case better. Or do we say, look, your partners and Shimon, when he was there, he was representing not only himself but also you and Fafal. You lost. You're bound by it. That's the question. That's the question. Is it Shutiv representing the entire Shutvis, or just exactly? Just a shayla. What's a Shutvis? Half of the whole, or a whole and half? The other Shutvis can't say at la bal devarim diyad. This didn't tell you that negated me. I wasn't involved. Elishlichuse of it. We deem it as if the Shutvis that was there present represented you as well. Okay, Rashi. Trei achi vitrei Shutvis oitrei Shutvis. And the Shutta came on the Chayiv. What is Shutta Chavei? The main Baldin and Labad of Neat Medin Zeh. Shutta Chayiv Meb Chavei. I need Odinim Chavei Chelki. I'll rule with you separately. Says the Gemara Baite.
So was this an inyo of a swallow?
Sorry.
It's a swallow.
Yeah. The question. Yeah. That's the first opinion, Gemara. The Gemara will soon argue. Ikle Rab Nachman Lesura. Rab Nachman once happened. This is what Rav Huna said. Rab Nachman once happened to come by there. Shailu Gai Gab. And they asked Rab Nachman the same question. So what do you say? Do you say that the other partner has a right to say, I wasn't there, and therefore I want to have represent myself, or the Fafal? Amaluhu, he said, isn't this Mas Nisan? We just learned right now the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that the first wife swears to the second, and the second to the third, and the third to the fourth. What about the first wife to the third? Can the third wife say to the first wife, swear to me also? I don't care what you swore to the second wife that you never got any money from our husband. Swear to me. Can she say that? No, the Mishnah clearly says, Harishayna Lishniya, Shniya Lishlishis. Is that right? And the remaining three wives are partners in the outstanding estate. Is that right? That once you swear to one partner, if you swear to all the partners, it's from Feish Mishnah, like Rav Huna. That's what Nachman wants to say. My time, or why not? That numbered when number one swears to number two, since number two, three, and four are partners, it's as if she number one is swearing to all three partners. Only one of them was there. Doesn't matter. She represents the lot. That's so. Lachay is exactly what Rav Huna said. Says Igmar me dummy. You're comparing this to our Mishnah. What's the shvul? Shvul is my husband didn't pay. Might not have come in if she swears to number two or number three or number four. If once she's established that she never got any money from her husband, it's a shvul for the whole world. Yeah, exactly. Well, she's going to lie to her and say the truth. That's going to chesh that. But when it comes to partners, a din teider is a question of arguments. Could be that you're not smart enough. Or could be that this guy believed that he's smarter than another guy.
Maybe
you
knows
couldn't,
some other information.
Or he has other information, and therefore you couldn't come up with the goods, and I could. So I want to have a chance, my day in court. Maybe it's a valentine.
If you've got two partners, no. Only one turns up, no. And they give you an upsuck. When they're giving you an upsuck, are they giving you upsuck on the ball?
That's the question. That's exactly the question here. That's exactly the question. So your mother right now is arguing, you, Rav Nachman, have above argue that when the Beis Din is having a dentator between this third party is taking the entire business to a dentator. Not just Yankel or Shmedel, he's taking the business. So the Chayit, even though Yankel is fronts up, is the Psak negated to the business or negated to Yankel? That's the question. So Rav Huna and Rav Nachman both say that's only Yankel. And it's to the business. Not it's to the business. I think about who said, Hach over here when it comes to business, no, it's to the person. Had I been present at the dentator, Tanina Tvei, I know how to tie it better. So therefore, I'm not bound by this dentator. I'm prepared to have another dentator. So the Gemara says, yes, that's a valid taina, but depends. If the guy, Shimon, was, let's say, not in town, only Reuven, and they took Reuven to the dentator, then Shimon has a valid taina. Hey, I want to have my own dentator. Maybe I have better argument. If you're too lazy to go to the dentator, then aim Iboyle Misa. You should have come. If you had taina, you should have come. You didn't come as an eye that you're more than happy for this Reuven to represent you. And now that you lost, you're suddenly coming with another dentator. No, it doesn't work that way. Sounds very fair. You have two contracts that are written the same day. The way Rashi learns, one contract was written to Reuven on one property, and another contract written on another property.
Person.
No, he sold one property to two people on the same day. The question is, who ends up with that property? He wrote two properties on the same day. Rab Omas, now we don't know. It's the same day. We don't know who's first, who's second, who's third. Had it been two separate days, and whoever he sold the first, that's the owner. You can't sell the same property twice. And the vendor was a ganef. But if wrote on the first day and on the same day, we don't know who's the one who's entitled to it first. So Rav says, since we don't know, it's a suffix, what do we do? Chalkin. And obviously the vendor's not around, whatever. So we say chalkin. We'll divide it equally. Shnayim oichin betalus, you divide. Shmuel says, no, definitely one of them is the true owner. We don't know who the real owner is. So shuda the dayan, and we had a machlek a few days ago, Rashi and Taisa, what shuda dayan means. Rashi and shuda means the dayan, it tries to analyze, it assesses the mind of the vendor, who he liked better. Remember, he had shochan tam chacham, who he liked better, and that's probably the one he wanted to end up with. And Taisa shuda dayan is, no, the kayach bezin, whoever he decides, whoever the rav decides, doesn't have to take any interest whatsoever in the vendor. The vendor forfeited his rights. Because he did what he did, he forfeited his rights. The dayan can decide whatever he wants. Shuda means throwing, literally. Whoever catches, I'm throwing in the air. Whoever catches it. Shalom shuda dayan. Look at Rashi. Beishtar is Mocha Soda, Achaz the Shnei Be'odim Be'yomir, same day. Should Dainel, if you're Oysen, the Yonim Yatilu has Chuzba Chayvah. So Rashi is clearly, if you're Oysen, the Yonim Yatilu, those they have to assess the mind. Should the Lashon Hashlocha throwing Kema Yorav Yam, throwing the Yam, the Targim, Shodav Yam, throwing the Yam. Says Yonah, what's up, Achlegis? Not at all. Forget. And it's, in other words, the Kondish Mool is sort of the way the taste is learned, it's not a din tater. I'm walking away from it. That's it. According to Rashi, it's a din tater. I assessed that this person is the vendor was fonder of this person than that person, and he probably wanted to sell to him more than to that person. That's my assessment. We'll soon see whether you could appeal that. Says you might we'll have a machlekes and gittin between Rav and Rav Meir and Abba Lazar. What's the main authority of a get? According to Rav Meir, it's the Eidich Chasima, the Eidim that sign the get. They're the ones who make it happen. According to Rav Lazar, you don't even need Eidich Chasima. It's Eidim Mesida. It's the Eidim who saw the transference of the get are the main ones that make it. And the only reason why you have Eidim sign the get is only at Takanas Olam. What happened? The Eidim Mesida die or they go over the Yam. So you have over here Eidim. Machlek is then Amoroim, whether Rabbi Loza's din of Eidim Mesida is only limited to Gittin or also all Shtaris. So let us say, Rav holds like Rav made Eidim Chasim Mekarsi, therefore as soon as the Eidim signed, that's when the get became enforced. So therefore one get was before the one Shtar was before the other Shtar, and therefore Rav says definitely one person is the rule owner. We just don't know who the real owner is. So therefore, Chalkin, you have to divide. We can't pass. How can we make it psak? It'll be definitely wrong. Whatever we do, it will definitely be half right, definitely half wrong. Because it only belongs to one of them. And we don't know. By dividing it in half, we're definitely not making it one of those. So we're getting it wrong. Rashi. Because he didn't, there's no time written. So he says here, now, because the Balabas wrote them both on the same day and didn't put down an hour, he wants both of them to have it. Remember, we only had in Yerushalayim, you write hours, but everywhere else, nobody wrote hours. So because the vendor signed, that means he wanted the shtar to take effect on that day, both of them. What do you mean? Should have died means you're going to give it to one of them. The Baal HaBos wanted to belong to both. The Baal HaBos definitely wanted to belong to both because and they're both chasman on the same day. However, Shmuel, back to Gemara, Shmuel Amar Blaza, the way the Mesida Kasim. We don't know when they were given. It's highly likely that even though they were both signed on the same day because the Eidim were available, he gave one on Tuesday and one he gave on Wednesday. In other words, who who's the one, which is the shtar that's effective? The one that was the Mesida. Because we don't care about the Chasimah. Chasimah is only a preamble. According to Rabbi Loza, Eidim Mesida Karsi. Definitely only one of them had it. But we don't know which one. Should have died, we'll give it to one. So according to Rabbi, Eidim Chasimah Karsi, they're both signed on the same day. So he definitely wanted both to be effective. So you have to give it to both. According to Rabbi Loza, Eidim Mesida Karsi. It's the one, it's, we don't care when it was written. We care when it was when it happened. We just, and Al Khayda, one of them happened one day, one of them happened another. We don't know. So should have died, they have to the team. It doesn't matter because Eidim Mesida Karsi means it's a Mesida making it. According to Rabbi Meir, it's Eidim Chasimah. As soon as they signed it, and because he had them both status on the same karka signed in the same day, what did he really want? That should belong to both. No. That's why Meir holds Chokin. That's why Rav Paskin's Chokin. We do care. We say this Rav holds Chokin because this is exactly what he wanted. Shmuel says, we know he only wanted one of them because Eidim and Siddikashi, we just don't know which one. And we got a Paskin. The guy's dead. What do we do?
One.
Eidim and Siddikashi. Yeah, because he wrote them both on the same day. They already have a shtar.
Yeah, but somebody
comes to the other.
It's not poking that each one's losing.
That's what he wanted, exactly. That's what there's more to say now. True. So the way we're learning right now is that was the intention of the Moichah. Rashi. He says he can collect in the Chosr Shabbadim. The whole thing is to cut out. Shema Yemusa Eidim and Sidim. My Dayach of Zayam. Alma Eidim and Sidiker. Vahachi Hishleim. Shema Echad Hayachav of Yaisir. Maybe he deemed one better, more fond of another. But Kodim and Masru Loi. He gave it to him. He just tricked. He wrote to him. He got out of Yashtar, but he only tricked him because he gave it to him 2 days after he gave the first guy. And seems you don't know who is that guy that he really wants to give it to. Name Meshuda Dain Lefim Mashem Roim Mi Mehem Hayorogel Etzla Yo. He says Rashi spells it out. Shuda Dain this time
is all
Dain. Yeah, the Shuda Adif and Machaluka. Shuda in this case is a better psak than Chaluka. Says the Gemara, no, loy no. I would say, since that loch is like Rabbi Elazar, I'd rather say that everyone agrees Rabbi Elazar, loy. The kuli alma k'Rab Elazar, that the main thing is Sira. No, so how come Rabbi Rav says you divide? Rav says, b'chaluka adifa. We don't know. We know that definitely he gave it to one person. We just don't know who that person is. So we know if you want to reflect the opinion of the Meicha, you have to give it to one person. But we got a problem. Who is that one person? So since we don't know, the ideal psak would be like Shnayim Arichim Talos Yachleku. Let's divide it. Not because that's what the Meicha wanted, but because we don't know what to do. So Rav says, whenever we don't know, when you're in doubt, the best thing is compromise. And Shmuel says, no, that's not a psak. We had to come up with a psak, and they will do shudder diner. Rav
so the sumchas application.
Rav so, but he's a boy shul. Rav so, chaluka adifa. Chaluka is better, but there we told any day because you can't know the shoshin agar zapora. We don't know. Nobody was there at the time when the shard was did a miscarry before or after. Rav so, chaluka adifa. Chaluka is better. Shmuel so, shudder diner adifa. That's what we're saying. Rashi kulam rav lozer the kaim lekavos alok like in begitin. Vikul meima shudder vikul meima chaluka. But that's machlekes. Chalukin alma chaluka adifa. Think about it. How can you say that everyone agrees that what? The Edom said, Rav, 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 Yehuda, Rav, Rav, Yehuda said in Fetish, and get the name of Rav, Halacha, Rav, Loza, Begitin, which means by all other places, started Halacha, like Ramel. Kamerita, Kamerish, Mohammed, Abishtar, Miklad, Rav, personally, saw Abishtar, Loi, Rav holds my favorite start, like Ramel. Elamachvartik, Rav, Kamerish, Mohammed, Loza. Go back to our first answer. Rav holds, we are reflecting the opinion of the Meicher, and Shmuel holds reflecting the opinion of Meicher. Rav holds the Meicher wants to belong to both, because Chasimah, and Shmuel holds the Meicher wants to belong to one. And should Daniel will get us that response. Says the Gemara, Mesa, that's a question. Shnei Shnodas, Hayyetim Echad, it says in the Braisa, there were two Shnodas that came out on the same day. It's in the Fetish, Chokin, you divide it. Araya to Rav, that you divide, not Shmuel. To Yuftu to Shmuel. Omlok Shmuel is not a problem. Haman, you're a maid. Remember we just said a maid holds Eidich Hasim Mekaisa. He holds Taki. You reflect his opinion, you divide it. But I hold like a blazer. No, I'm a blazer. My hope sack is based on a blazer. Freddy Gimara can't be Ida Meir. Ema Sefer, look at the end. Kosav Lechad, he wrote to one person. Umasal Achad. He wrote to one person first, but he gave it to the other person first. So the Braisa says, Zeshe Mosaloi Kana. That the Mesir is the main thing. That means who's he passing like Abba Lazar is the main thing. And yet it says over here that if we don't know who he gave it to first, Chokin. A Raya to Rav that you divide. Vira Meir. We don't care the dates that were written. No, there were two starters. No, two starters. One of them we know for sure he wrote first, but the other one, we're not sure who he gave it to first. So the Braisa says, in this case, we know he gave it to the second person first. So the Braisa says, Paskin, you give it to the second person, which means, what's the Braisa learning? What's the main thing? Not the Eide Chasimah, the Eide Mesir, which is Rabbi Elazar. And yet in the first part of the Braisa, when Shnei starters are Yetzim Yamechot, he says, Chalkin. Why Chokin? I mean, even within Rabbi Elazar, we say that Chokin is a better. He gave it to them both on the same day, and since there's no hour, so we don't care. And we say that what the Chokin, that I Chokin is a better psak to Shul Dina Kasha Shmuel. Vira Mer, am I kind of homey to Chasim Kasa? So he says you're right. Tanoi, it's actually a machlekes Tanoi whether Chokin is better than Shul Dina or whether Shul Dina is better than Chokin. But to my time, we learn Chacham say, Yachleik you divide. Okay, what happened there was that Reuven sent Shimon to give money to give him a present, whatever it is, to Levi. And then if by the time Shimon got to Levi, Levi's dead, he brings it back to Reuven. If Reuven died and Levi died, now the question is, what do we do? Would Reuven have wanted the Yoshim of Levi to, if Levi died? You've got to give him a present. Would he have wanted the Yoshim of Levi to keep the present? Or in that case, if he knew, if Reuven would have known that Levi died, he would have wanted the item back. Now Reuven's dead also. Would he have wanted his children to have it rather than the children of the other guy? What's going on here? So Gemara has a whole discussion of holy kishchi and not kishchi. So Gemara is like this: the Chachamim say. So the Tanakhama says, bring it back to the Mishaleach. If the Mishaleach is dead, you bring it to Levi. However, the Chachamim say, we don't know what he wants to do, so we divide. In other words, the first Tana says that the Shliach, Shimon, can determine what he thinks the Meshaleach would have wanted to do in this situation. If the Meshaleach would have, if he thinks Meshaleach really loved Levi so much, he would want to give it to Levi's children, then the Shliach just leaves it with Levi's children, even though Levi's dead and Reuven is dead. But if the Shliach thinks he only liked Levi, he didn't even know the children, then he brings it back. So totally Shliach's decision. Chacham would say no. Yachleiku. So what does he claim from here? That this is the Machleikis. What's a better psak? Yachleiku or should the diner hear the diner the Shliach? And over here they say whatever the shlish does, wants to do, he can do. So we say that what? That's a machlekes. The mother of Rami bar Chama. Interesting story. The mother of Rami bar Chama, that was Chama's wife, had two wonderful children. Rami, which we've learned in the last few days, big Amayda, and we had Ukva bar Chama. Was very, very sharp. Two children. So they had one estate. So I guess Rambam Chama was there and convincing her to leave her the Yerusha. She wrote the entire Yerusha to her son, Rami Bar Chama, first thing in the morning. That same day, she met her other son, Marukva, and Lurta that same day, obviously, she either forgot
or
changed her mind or whatever. So what do we do? Also, Rambam Chama, the Kamala Shesha, Rambam Chama came from Shesha, says, Ukma Mil Chasa, Rambam Chama said, oh, you were done in the morning, you first, you get to the state. Also, Marukva lekame de Rab Nachman. Marukva went to Rab Nachman, who was Abbezin, and he said, look, in the same day, my mother wrote two shtaras. What do we do? Ukme bin Chase. He gave it to Marukva. Rav Sheshes, who was a big Amoyde, met to Rab Nachman. Also, Rav Sheshes, the Kame Nachman, Amalei, my time, Amalei, why did you give it to Marukva? He was written later. Amalei, my time, Amalei, you tell me, why did you give it to Behesas? Why did you give it to Rami? Amalei, only why? The Kodim. It was written in the morning. That was an afternoon.
Earlier.
Amalei, Otubirish, Rav Nachman said to him, Otubirish, Shalayim, Yasvinan, the Kasvinish. There's no time there. Just because he knew it was written early, since there was no time written in the Shtar, doesn't matter written early.
You go by the date.
You go by the date. So he asked him, okay, but why give it to the other guy? Since they're both valid Shtaris, give it to the first guy, to Rami. Why do you have to argue with me for and give it to Marukva? Elamar, my time, okay, but you explain to me, why you give it totally to Marukva? I paskin like Shmuel when you don't know which of the star you're with the same field, you give two starters on the same field. Rav says, Yachleku, Shmuel says, Shudaina. I hold Shudd like Shmuel Shudaina, and I paskin that the mother either liked Marukva better or like the taster says, I want to give to Marukva because I like him better. Amalei, so Rav Sheshes said, okay, I'll agree with you. No, I'm not sure that I paskin first. And since I paskin first, you have no right to overturn a psak from a bezin. I can do Shudan as much as you can. And I deemed it that Rav Chrami should get it. Amalei, nachzat hakten yachainik. Chodah, first of all, interesting here. I'm not dine, malav dine. Nobody made you a dine. I'm a dine. Now, interesting. Rami Bachama went to Rav Sheshes. So he's makabel and him a dine. But still does not have the authority against the other guy. The other guy wasn't involved in the Nintaida, Behesas Marukva. So because Rami, except you're a dayin, doesn't give you the koyach of a dayin, as I say this, and you can't appeal it. So first of all, I'm not dayin of a lava dayin. Ershin. Svetens, void, you're haxta chaynik. You're pludering. When you, I ask you why you paskal gram b'chama, you gave me a whole pilpul because it's written early. In other words, what you didn't employ shudda the dayin, you employed a psak. Your psak was wrong. Because we don't go by hours in outside of Yerushalayim. And now you're coming and you're draying your dreyer. You say, now you're coming up with a noob shot. It doesn't work that way. It's out of sack. Mikod Allah betoyed hochiyos. His law, you never came the basis of the diner. Therefore, goodbye. Rashi, Otto, Ima Bachama, the Loynoidal, the Mimosat Chilish Tarmatan. We don't know who gave first. Otto, you're trying to see the Kimin Lake, beat him in the Amoka, lift the show. Nobody writes a time. Gilum in Hogam, they reveal to us, and Hochimachra, Kaid, maybe we don't care. Ushneim Shavim, they're both the same. Not that we don't know. That means that we don't care. Why didn't you write? If you really cared, you would have written down the time. Lamar, my time, I would hachi. Lamar, you're clogging the divide. Should the dining, Rabbi Loza, Domer, even Siddakashi. And to me, he said, I'm Nachman Tzim. She said, oh, you're Chavilo Yaisir. I think that the mother liked Ukva better than Rami. The Kadma Master let Chila. How do you decide a mother like one child better than another child? It's pretty hard. Chatchila should have dine. He only had one time to him. I'm not dine lava dine. That's the time, but he wouldn't have the second one. Well, maybe that then we have an argument. And Tay says to me, you see that he was a big man. He's not a dine. He's a big Talmud Chacham. So Rav Sheshes argued, "Let me also be should dine. We keep him pasak any adin. Shuvei lo koy lo hitz mi yodi haki take out from me. Shadi yotzad bezin zakim should dine." So what's Rashi saying here? Once a bezin paskin, you can't overturn my pasak. You can't overturn the psak of another bezin. That's very interesting. What he, as if Rashi is saying he knows such concept as an appeal. Otherwise, Rav Nachman is a greater bezin. Let's say Rav Sheshet was a bezin, but Rav Nachman is a greater bezin. It doesn't work that way. Ain loch koyach lahitzim miyadah shel bezin zakev shel dina.
Don't we have in Bayer, Masechta Bayer, it says that...
No, that's, not, that's only in Dinim.
Can Lefsheshes pass without hearing the tightness of the
other? He was asked a shayla in halacha. There's no argument in Metzias here. They both agree that the story is written the same day. They both agree that Rabbi Melchama is in the morning and Maruk is in the afternoon. There's no argument in Metzias. The question about the halacha is because there's no time, what's the halacha? That's the question. So you can ask a Rav.
But saying halacha, is that the same as subject to take something away from somebody else?
It's different. It's asking a shayla. It's still not a bezin. Yeah, you still need a bezin to take out money, and that's why he said he overturned it.
Yeah, I'm saying is we need bezin to take money. You no, need to have both parties
present. But no, don't need to because it's not psak din. It's not a there's no argument here. There's no argument. You say what's the halacha in this case? Okay, I'm not dying up here. I'm the real thing. And second, well, I'm not sure. To Levi, but there's no date, just Nissan. Ukmer Rabbi Yisrael, who the Chamish Nissan Chasim. Rabbi Yisrael said, "Well, the one of the fifth Nissan is clear. The other one maybe was 10th, maybe it's the first. Who knows? So therefore, we'll give it to the one of the fifth Nissan." Amalei, the other guy who was written Stam Nissan, Levi said, "But no Avzid." He said to him, "I should lose out. What do you want for me to do? Why? Is that fair? Why shouldn't I get the field? Maybe I was the first Nissan." Amalei at Yod Chal Zachtoin, because there's no date on your star, your second fiddle. Because Emach, we can argue, Bar Chof Tez Ben Nisanat, because there's no date recorded in the star, maybe your sixth day, the last day, 29th day of Nisan, so you're not involved, so goodbye. Amalei, okay, I lose out, no problem. I paid the guy money, the owner money, and the owner guaranteed me if I don't have a field, if I lose out, he'll reimburse me. So then Paskin, that the owner has to reimburse me, because now you gave the field to the other guy, therefore reimburse me. So then give me a star, the right to go to any, since the vendor says he has no money anymore, that I should go to anybody who bought a field from Rosh Chodesh Ir. During Nissan, I can't go to anybody, any field, because each one will say, maybe you're the 29th of Nissan, maybe I bought the field before you Bechal came onto the scene. Okay, but anybody who bought a field from Rosh Chodesh Ir onwards definitely came after Nissan. So I'm entitled to seize back my field claim, because I was given a guarantee. So give me that psak, that's called star tirfa. On Malay, so Jesus said to him, look how unfair the world is, Yachli Lemay Malach at Bad Chabin Isnat. No, you can't even go to anybody from here either. Because each guy from here will say, one second, your star says nothing on it. Maybe you got Aleph Nissen. The guy who was Hay Nissen had no right to take your field. Go fight it with him. Leave me out of it. Out of the fight with him. Pretty much, it's not fair. Says this guy loses from Kedach Makan to Kedach Makan. It's not fair. But what can he do? He can't get a field and he can't get reimbursed. So he said, "Nichtevo hashala hadadi." You know what you do? That the person who bought the field, hey, Nissan, comes together with you, and together you write a shtar, you won't get reimbursed, called a shtar, so he gives you permission to join together. And then when you go to a guy who bought it in Oshkedesh, Manushech, what's the guy in Oshkedesh going to say? Or maybe you're Aleph Nissan, he had no right to take it, so he said, good, so reimburse me, because he's taking my field away. Well, he's saying, well, then maybe hey, Nissan is first, so reimburse him. Manushech, if you come a pool together as one per entity, then we can call it. Yeah.